Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra, and all you do. Going beyond the headlines and focusing on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day. The governorship and state assembly elections are in 4 days' time. If INEC staff at your polling unit frustrated you the last time, I beg, don't let that stop you this time. Let that frustration push you out again on Saturday. This time, you're wiser than you were last Saturday or 2 Saturdays ago. This time, you have a better idea of what could go wrong. So INEC staff may not show up on time, which means you should charge your phone overnight. Come with a power bank, come with food so you can stay for long. Maybe you and your neighbors should arrange to hire chairs, hire canopies, so you're comfortable while you wait. In VGC, one of the polling units, they were even grilling turkey as they were waiting for INEC. So if INEC staff are not at your unit on time, these are some of the things that you can do while you wait for INEC to get there. You can also call the Nigeria Info Hotline. Tell us INEC hasn't gotten to your location yet. That way we can call INEC, we can follow up on INEC, we can ask them, why haven't you gotten to this unit yet? The Nigeria Info Hotline is 01465-7175. 01465-7175. And don't be afraid of violence. So first things first, you have the police saying that they will be available, they will be on ground to protect you. But if you don't trust the police, remember that the larger the crowd of law-abiding voters at a unit, the harder it is for thugs. There's power in numbers. Thugs, they fear crowd. So come out in your numbers and stay there. Stay there. Remember Jennifer, who thugs injured on the 25th, but she still voted. Because thugs know they stay one place for long. They can't stay in one unit for too long. Their MO is to disrupt very quickly, then run away. If you stand your ground legally and peacefully, they cannot take your mandate from you. And of course, report immediately. Call the police hotlines. The police have arrested 300 people nationwide for electoral violence. And they've given their word that they're going to be on ground and they're going to be alert. And they're going to ensure that people are safe to vote on Saturday. Also call Nigeria Info, 01465-7175, or call the studio lines and tell us live on the show what's happening at your polling unit. That's why we tell you all the time to download our app so that you can listen wherever you are. Our app is the Nigeria Info app. You can download it from your Android store. If you're using iPhone, download it from your Play Store. If you cannot download app, you can also listen if you go straight to www.nigeriainfo.fm. You can listen live on that link wherever you are. So while you're there, you're hearing what's happening in other parts of Lagos, and you are also able to give us direct report if anything is popping off. Tell us what you're facing, and then we'll escalate it to the relevant authorities. Now, INEC staff may not upload your unit results on BVAS. They may not do that. Don't let that frustrate you. Now, you know that if Beavers is not uploading, INEC official has to use the send-off line option. They have to do it. So don't panic. Don't para. Just say, okay, no problem. You know they upload, Abi, or yeah, send-off line. You have to insist on that. You also have to insist before voting starts that the INEC official confirms that they have the code, both for Gubao and for Assembly Portal. They should not come and start telling you, I don't have the code for presidential. I have the code. They must have the code for Guba and for Assembly portals. Make sure they have that before you start voting. Don't start voting until you ensure that they have that. You understand? Because last, Lagos, the power is yours. I understand your frustration, but like I said yesterday, every system can be improved on. You, the people, always have the power to insist that the right thing is done. So go and exercise that power peacefully on Saturday. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. Thank you for tuning in. I've got a great show for you today, starting with the big three. And the big three is all about the elections. Let's talk about the banks waiting for an order from the CBN about Naira notes. Then let's talk about the Guba elections in River State. And then let's talk about the Guba elections in Kano State. Chukwudi will bring you Community Report at 4 o'clock on the Big Heart Fact. Let's talk about the Guba race here in Lagos. So we're going to take you to three places today: River State, Kano State, and back home here in Lagos. But the conversation about Lagos will be at 5, so make sure you're here. And after the news at 6 o'clock, it's time for the Step Down. We'll talk about friendships with election riggers. Can you end a friendship if you found out that your friend rigged elections or supported someone who rigged elections? As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of the hour every hour. But let's get started with today's big three. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the big three on the hard facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Is your bank dispensing the old Naira notes again? What's shaping the Guba race in Rivers? And what's shaping the Guba race in Kano? Those are the big three. Lagos, let's talk. Banks have started dispensing the old Naira notes again, but there's still some confusion. And that's our first story. Banks are, of course, obeying the judgment from the Supreme Court that the old notes should become legal tender again. Some banks have started dispensing the notes to customers. This should improve the supply of cash in the country. It should. But like I said, there are some problems. First of all, many of the banks don't have the old notes anymore. Because think about it now, each time that you returned old notes to the bank was also returning those notes to the CBN. So now, even though Supreme Court has given this order, many banks say that they're waiting for the CBN to start sending the old notes back to them. And speaking of the CBN, it has still not issued a circular to banks instructing them on the new notes. Some newspapers are reporting that the federal government hasn't given the CBN any instruction because the federal government has not received the court judgment yet. Also, because the banks haven't heard from the CBN, they're not sure whether or not they should start accepting the old notes again. So even though there's a court judgment for the old notes to come back into circulation, the implementation has been very scattered so far. But me, I want to know if all this confusion has affected you or not. Have you been able to get money from the bank? The old notes, the new notes, have you been able to get it from the bank? Have you been able to get it since this judgment from the Supreme Court? Have the lines reduced at ATMs? Is your bank accepting old notes from you? 0700-993-993-993. That's for men. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's for women. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, sir?
Good afternoon. My name is Richard.
Richard, welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Okay.
The fact remains that the confusion and suffering in Nigeria still remains the same.
Have you tried to collect money from the bank?
Yeah. Okay. As I speak to you now in Ikorodu, there is no bank dispensing any money at all, whether old or new.
In Ikorodu?
Yes. Even some few POS that if you go to take money from there, they say, I have old notes. Are you taking? Some will say no. Some will say yes. When you collect it from the POS, you will go round the market. No food, no. Nobody will collect it from you. It will remain with you. Minus or plus, the suffering of Nigeria still remains the way it has been. I was listening, I've been listening to your radio shows.
Okay.
The last presenter, Joyce, they made commentary about one woman in Ghana. I forgot her name. They talk the history of the woman. Can any of our politicians do something in this present time that the future generation will talk about, like the way they talk about this woman in Ghana? I think today is Ghanaian Independence Day.
It's not today.
They talked about one woman.
Okay.
Can any of our politicians do something that in generation to come, they will talk about them the way they talked about this woman?
Okay, Richard, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Yes, Sandra, good
How
afternoon.
You doing? Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, this is Francis calling from here.
Welcome, Francis.
Yeah. As for the bank issue, I still quite try to understand the reason why a bank cannot even allow us Nigerians to have access to our money.
Have you tried to collect money since the Supreme Court judgment?
I don't even want to collect cash.
Okay.
But I want to transfer money.
Hello?
I can't transfer money from my account to my business bank.
Okay.
It's quite frustrating.
It's quite frustrating, he says. Okay.
Ma'am, the government, they are calling for a state of anarchy because this situation is becoming unbearable. Somebody have money, they cannot take money, they cannot transfer money. What is it? What is going on? Are they trying to kidnap us? Are they holding us hostage? Can somebody try to help us explain better?
Okay, thank you for calling to ask. Well, the Supreme Court did say that the way this cash policy was implemented can be likened to a confiscation of people's money. So they're not holding you hostage, but they're holding your money hostage. That's what the Supreme Court of Nigeria said. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing? What's your name?
Oh, great. My name is Abba from Bagada.
Abba from Bagada, welcome. Have you tried to collect money since the judgment?
Oh, Sandra, it has been a nightmare.
Okay.
A nightmare.
Okay.
I tried even to transfer to my wife's business partner. It has been very terrible. I went to some of the banks around the Akerele Street, Bagada.
Okay.
If you come there, Sandra, if you witness the tense situation around the banks, you see customers quarreling among themselves, struggling to queue up. In fact, I have to leave the scene, because I was afraid that anything could come up any moment. I don't know the thing we have committed against this government. From day one, they have been punishing us. And when they are about exiting, they are still punishing us. this our money. We cannot access our money. What kind of policy is this one that your citizens are crying? Widows, children, everybody is crying. Even the rich are now crying. And you close your eyes as if you don't see. It's terrible.
Thank you very much for calling, sir. We've got Austin in Lekki on the line. Hi, Austin.
Good afternoon, Madam Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir.
Please, I want to beg the federal government, including the CBN, if they have used their money to repay money they borrowed from the China company, let them be specific and tell Nigerians that punishing everybody, the online platform is not working. Nothing is working. You can't make transfer. You can't use the POS. You can't even get your cash. People are groaning on daily basis. What is happening? Nobody's coming out to talk to Nigerians. We have a sitting president. We have somebody that will call a president. What is going on? People are languishing in abject poverty on daily basis. No food to eat. No work. No life. Nothing is happening in this nation. Where have you gone wrong?
Austin, thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned in, banks have started dispensing the old Naira notes again, but there's still some confusion. Some banks are dispensing, some banks are not. Some banks don't have the old notes anymore. Many of them don't have the old notes anymore because each time you return to the old notes, they return the old notes to CBN, and CBN has not sent back that old note to them for them to distribute to you. CBN has also not issued a circular on this issue, instructing the banks to start reissuing the old notes or the new notes. Some newspapers are reporting that federal government has not given CBN any instruction because federal government has not received the court judgment, the Supreme Court's judgment. And because the banks have not heard from the CBN, they're not sure whether or not they should start accepting old money from you. That's why today I'm asking you, how is this confusion affecting you? Have you been able to get the old notes from the bank? Have you been able to get the new ones? That's since the court judgment too, since Friday. Have you been able to get old notes? Have you been able to get new notes? What's happening when you go and try and collect money from the bank? These are the questions I'm asking this evening, this afternoon. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name.
Yes, what's your name?
Okay, Bingpe.
Bingpe, welcome.
Thanks for you guys just try to keep our heads calm, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
In other parts of the world, when the Supreme Court has given a judgment, you expect that the government, the federal government, is supposed to comply. I went to the bank today because I'm planning to stock up again against Saturday and next week because we don't know what's going to happen in the post-elections.
Mm.
Only for them to tell me they don't have money. I mean, I want my money, and I can't get my money. I can't buy things into the house. It's just ridiculous.
Big pay. Hello. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. I hear the frustration. I do. We've got David from VI who says, it's the same problem. My bank is giving out the 500 Naira notes only, but I can't collect it because bus drivers, market vendors are not collecting it. So we are in limbo. Right now, I can't board a bus to and fro from tomorrow till the weekend. I'm tired. David from VI. We've got this message here from, you didn't leave your name, but you say that you transferred money from Zenith Bank to Zenith Bank. It hung since Friday 16th, 2023, and up till now, the customer hasn't received it. It has not been reversed till today. I'm frustrated and the customer is disturbing. Of course the customer is disturbing since the 16th. Imagine that. 16th. Oh, my goodness. Dominion from Opik Estate says, I went to my bank, Access Bank in Berga and Grammar School, to get cash since 9 a.m., but couldn't get any cash. I ended up collecting an officer's number just to keep me posted in case there's money. The USSD code is also not working. What even tops the situation at Berga around 1 p.m. was a guy who was arrested because he was agitating for his money. The situation is becoming worse. Let's take a break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For our second story, we're looking at the race in Rivers State to succeed Governor Nyesom Wike. The race is between Simfo Bara of the PDP, Tonye Cole of the APC, Magnus Abe of the SDP, Beatrice Ituba of the LP, and a few other contenders. Joining us to talk about the latest in this race is our head of news for Kulwa Zobia Info Port Harcourt, Chioma Ezewafo. Chioma, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing?
Hello, Lagos.
Yes. What's the general mood in River State heading into Saturday?
Yeah, the of course, politics in River State is always quite dramatic, and the mood has been steady. It's been evolving. It's gone from calm to despair, to unhappiness, to melancholy, all the way starting from the presidential election, where a lot of people felt disenfranchised, and all the way down to this very moment where a story just dropped of the Labour Party chairman announcing that they were now going to adopt the PDP governorship candidate. So the mood has just been fluctuating. I think it's okay to say it's been fluctuating here for a lot of Rivers people who somewhat are kind of undecided as to who to vote and who to really support, considering what happened on Saturday. So that's for those that are planning to, actually, because we still have a lot of real people who do not plan to come out on election day. And for them, that's like a way of saying that they are totally disappointed with the electoral process. But then again, there are a huge number of people who are quite supportive of the governor and the candidate of the PDP, and they are, we've spoken about several as well, saying they are ready to go vote and support the team. And so those group of people are looking forward to the election and voting for the actual candidate.
Okay, so I wanna pull a bit of a thread where you just talked about the LP candidate, Beatrice Itubo, and the Labour Party in River State endorsing Simfo Bara of the PDP. So there's some confusion there. There's also some confusion about who the LP candidate is. Is it Beatrice Itubo? Is it Fafa Princewell? And just walk us through what's happening there with this particular situation. So who's the candidate of LP? Is it Beatrice or is it Fafa? And then has LP endorsed PDP, or do we have the National Party dissolving the ESCOs? Because I'm also reading reports that the National ESCO of LP has dissolved the State ESCO of LP and cancelled the endorsement and have said that they're still going with Beatrice as their candidate. So there seems to be a bit of an all over the placeness happening there. So walk us through that.
Okay, so that's kind of what the fallout of the presidential election, where a lot of people felt that things didn't exactly go the way it was supposed to go. And now they're shopping for candidates, and a lot of people are planning. Okay, most people believe that Labour Party is the favorite right now in River State, and that has seen lots of stories being pushed out on social media. Initially, it was another candidate with the campaign office of Ichichukwuma came out to debunk and say that she remains the recognized candidate, and she is the one on the race. INEC has a name. And of course, if you look at the facts available to us, INEC never came out to say anything otherwise, right? So she's the known candidate. She is the the candidate of the Labour Party in River State that is known. And so with this morning's story of the Labour Party chairman announcing that the party has now adopted the PDP chairman. That was in the morning, actually. And then we spoke to the campaign person for British Otubo, Obidimo Obidima, who said that it's not true, that she remains in the race, and that there's been so many attempts to, you know, get her to step down. She refused. As of last night, she spoke on her own and said that she remains the candidate to beat, and she remains in the race as well. And so what was being happened just before 3 o'clock, the National Chairman of Labour Party dissolving the ESCO and calling them compromise. That's the one led by Jane Seppo. I don't know if you saw the viral video of the moment where the Labour Party was the Labour Party agent that was disagreeing with the announced results from River State when
during
the presidential election.
Yes.
That particular person, remember that video, was the Labour Party chairman,
yes,
Jane Seppo.
Yes.
And he's also the one that has come this morning with, I believe, the local government.
Chama, are you still there? Hello, Chama? Okay, doesn't look like we have Chioma on the line anymore. We're going to do our best and get her back on. But yes, she was talking to me about the confusion, that is apparent with the River State politics. I do hope that our tech team are on this and we'll get Chioma back on the line for us. I should mention, by the way, Lagos, that PDP has never lost a Rivers Guber election in the Fourth Republic. However, we are hearing reports that Rivers people are upset with Governor Wike over the presidential elections. When we get Chioma back on the line, she'll let us know how serious that sentiment is and if she thinks it's going to have an effect on the outcome for tomorrow. And then, of course, you have Magnus Abe, who's also a strong contender. For years, the story has been that Magnus Abe was Bola Tinubu's preferred candidate, right? Not the APC's Tony Cole, who was brought forward by Rotimi Amaechi. And I'm wondering whether now that INEC has declared Tinubu president-elect, this will translate to some advantage for Abe, or if the Tinubu camp will be behind Cole. Chioma, we have you back on the line now. Good to have you back.
Yes.
I was talking about Magnus Abe with Lagos. For years, we heard that he was Bola Tinubu's preferred candidate, not Tony Cole from the APC. And Tony Cole, of course, was brought forward by Rotimi Amaechi. And I was asking, now that INEC has declared Tinubu president-elect, this, is it going to translate to some advantage for Magnus, or will the Tinubu camp get behind Tonya Cole? What's happening with that?
Okay, that remains to be told, actually. So many words on the street here in university, so many words on the street. But what we can confirm is that Magnus Abe will be the candidate of SDP, Tonya Cole is that of the APC, and there haven't been any official comments regarding who the president-elect may be supporting in River State. And all of that has just been word on the street. And they are both in the race, and they pull both candidates have quite a lot of supporters as well. And it's part of what has left the move the way it is presently in River State, where it appears it's going to be... The votes are going to be divided between all of these candidates because they all have their supporters who are also in their numbers for all of the candidates in vote.
And I mentioned while we lost connection with you that PDP has never lost a Rivers Guber election in the Fourth Republic, but we are hearing reports that Rivers people are upset with Governor Wike because of the presidential elections. How serious is that sentiment?
Okay, that estimate, I mentioned a bit of it in the morning earlier when we spoke, and I said that there's so many modes from that of unhappiness to despair to disappointment, and it's not exactly targeted at not just INEC. A part of it, yes, is actually targeted at the governor.
Okay.
And he's come out to say that as of yesterday, he tried to justify the actions of the party in recent times, of course, you know that the PDP appears divided because some of them were supported the president, the PDP presidential candidate,
right,
who we all know the government did not support.
Right.
And now he's announced that, and he said publicly, we should go on and vote the PDP in this election.
Right.
So there are certain people who come call on air, and then the party is still here. That some people are also, they're actually not going to vote the PDP, and they are going to kind of put out a protest vote. We have the campaign person for Atiku campaign here in River State, Lelanon Yubasa, say that severely. That is going to be payback time. That's actually what he calls it.
Mm.
It's going to be payback time on election day. And it appears what he means is that voting against the PDP, which you've also often wondered, how will that be anti-party?
Who will so that benefit? If the other faction in the PDP in River State decide to go with someone else, who's that advantage for?
It depends on the interest in question, because currently, if they are planning to vote against their own party, we've often asked that question when they come on air. Won't you also be committing the same, you know, the same error that you're accusing the governor of committing, if that's the case?
Mm.
If you're saying that you want to, you know, you want to do a payback because he voted against you, or, you know, and that person is always left hanging in the balance, really, not exactly.
Have they given any indication who they will be putting their weight behind?
None has been publicly declared.
Okay.
At the moment.
Okay.
None has been publicly declared.
What are the major issues for Rivers people as they go to vote on Saturday? What's on the minds of Rivers people as they go to vote on Saturday?
Well, Sandra, I must tell you, we've had to ask this question at several moments in the past 8 years of the current government. And one key issue continues to linger, and that is unemployment. River State unemployment rate is quite high, and the current administration hasn't been seen to have addressed it, even though several projects have been pushed out and commissioned every other day and every other week. But the governor has, the current administration has, is yet to employ massively as hoped. Civil servants have retired and none of them have been replaced. And the education sector, most of the public schools and communities are without teachers, remain without teachers, and some of them are closed. And so we haven't seen, you know, there's a lot of promises actually. The governor at some point has promised the young people he was going to hire about 5,000 people, and till date nothing has been heard of that hiring. I think the closest that came to that was the hiring at the River State University. But that also has actually not taken care of the high rate or the high desire for more jobs to be created.
All right, let's leave it at that. Choma Ezenwafo, thank you so much.
For people, it's unemployment, and then, of course, can you still hear me?
Yes, I was saying thank you for your time. We're out of time. I have to move to Kano now. But thank you for joining us.
Okay.
Choma Ezenwafo is the head of news, Cool Wazobia Info, Port Harcourt. Right now, let's move from the south to Kano, right? That's northwest, right? Kalawale, that's northwest, right? It's Kano,
yes,
northwest.
It is.
Yes.
It's northwest.
So our third story is a look at the Guba election. Like Wike, Abdullahi Ganduje is not on the ballot, but he does have someone who he's pushing to succeed him there. He's finishing his second term, like Yusum Wike. And among those vying to succeed Ganduje in Kano are Nasser Yusuf Gawuna of the APC, Abba Kabel Yusuf of the NMPP, and Sadiq Wali of the PDP. Joining us to talk about the latest in this race is Kolaole Omoniyi, who's also the head of news in Kano. Kolaole, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Sandra.
At the presidential polls, Rabi Ukwankwaso of the NMPP swept Kano. How has that result affected the way people are seeing Saturday's Guba elections?
Yeah, the impression here is his candidate anyway, Abba Kabiru Gidagida, has already won the forthcoming election. That's the impression. That's the general mood.
I see.
Here in Canon.
Okay.
And the reason for that is not even because of the presidential election alone.
Okay.
If you could recall in 2019, the same guy contested against the sitting governor right now.
True.
And he almost won that election,
well.
Not until when they went for the run at a particular local government.
True.
Government,
true.
And the narrative changed.
True.
And they won't, in the minds of people, you know, the sky is still there. So they are so desperate to see what will come up on Saturday so that they can be able to vote for Abba Gida Gida. Not because of his personality anyway,
mm-hmm.
because it's a hint to the former governor of Kano State, Rabbi Omosa Konkoso. And the Abba Gida Gida is his in-law.
Okay.
And he's just riding on his goodwill. Mm-hmm. He's riding on his influence in Kano State to push for NNPP. Mm-hmm. And that's just the main factor. Not because of the personality of Abba Gida Gida.
Mm-hmm.
He has no any structure. He's only relying on the structure of his father-in-law.
Of his father-in-law. Is that the... Yeah. I mean, I would like to believe that there are other major issues that are on the minds of people in Kano, you know, when they're going to vote, aside from the fact that they're thinking, oh, we like this guy that Kwankwaso has asked us to vote for. What are the issues, major issues on the minds of the voters as they go to vote?
Yeah, major issues here too is one of the things that they've been complaining, you know, Kano is a state where they value their culture very well,
mm-hmm.
and they've been having this impression that the sitting governor is the entire family members that are ruling them. That one good thing about the sitting governor is that if you want to get anything passed on his table,
mm-hmm.
you have to follow through his wife.
Okay.
So they have this impression that they did not elect the wife, they elected the husband.
Okay.
So they should be able to... The wife shouldn't be dictating for them is one of the reasons. And apart from that, the structure of APC was solely relied on that of a Konkoso before.
Okay.
Most of the people that are rallying around the sitting governor right now,
okay.
they parted from the structure of a Konkoso, probably because you know the nature of a politics in Nigeria. At the moment you are not on seat, somebody will just need to move. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So that structure... The moment they discover that the wave is coming towards that NNPP, most of them are shifting the ground now to say, okay, we are no longer interested in APC anymore.
I see.
And when Konkoso ruled too, he's a grassroots politician, and he touched the lives of so many people at the grassroots level. Many people that did not believe that probably they can be able to become somebody in life, he sponsored them abroad for education. You know, if you followed him in most of his presidential campaign promises, it has always been education, education, education.
That's right. That's right.
He so much believed in that.
Right.
Many of them, he picked them randomly from each local government, out of the 44 local governments. They traveled out of the country, many of them. In fact, unfortunately, many of them that even went to study pilots and stuff, when they came back, it was no longer on seat. They could not further their studies, the practical training they're supposed to embark on, that the sitting governor supposed to sponsor. They were not able to achieve that. So as a result of that, many of them were engaged in classroom. There was a story then that they said, Kano pilot, strong classroom teacher, and what have you. So the impression that this guy is a grassroots politician, and he knows... You hardly see this guy even pushing, giving people money. But sometimes people will still be wondering that how come he has the structure here and there's so much belief in his government. So it was on that structure even the current governor rode on before he became a governor then, before they eventually departed, because he felt Konkoso was dictating for him. He didn't give him the breathing space to really operate as a governor. That was the reason why they separated then. And the rivalry has always been there between then and now.
But what's the attitude towards INEC heading into the election? What's the attitude towards INEC? Kolawole, can you hear me?
Hello? I barely hear you, please.
Oh, I was asking what the attitude towards INEC is heading into the elections.
Yeah, sincerely speaking, after the last presidential and national and assembly election, just like every other part of the country, the impression that people are not joining in is INEC is not that 100% reliable. sincerely speaking, they have this impression that, okay, because of what transpired regarding uploading of results, up till now, INEC has not been able to achieve 176,000 results being uploaded currently right now. So they are not seeing that kind of impression that the INEC is no longer reliable. As promised, most of the guidelines they set up, they were not able to achieve that. We sent our reporters out. This is the feelers we are getting.
Okay.
But that might not necessarily affect the voters' turnout in Kano, because if you want to check the tradition here, they have always been, they have the culture of voting culture in Kano State before.
Right.
And they were desperate right from then that they wanted to vote for Abagida Gida. So the only challenge they may be envisaging on Saturday now in Kano State is the security factor. Beside that, they will definitely still come out to come and can exercise their franchise.
It's interesting you mentioned security, because Dogua, you know, has been charged with murder. He is the majority leader of the House of Reps, Ado Dogua, member representing Tudunwada Dogua Federal Constituency in Kano, and he allegedly, you know, led the people who set people on fire, NMPP supporters on fire. Is the police saying anything about their plans to secure voters and ensure that that sort of thing does not happen again?
Yes, they've been doing that. But to be fair to the policemen, they've been trying their effort. They've been arresting politicians regardless of the political parties. They are picking them randomly. They've been inviting many of the political gladiators to caution them. I remember on the eve of the last election campaign, before the 2020, the presidential election, they cautioned many of them not to even do that last day campaign, but eventually did it, and it was bloody and deadly.
Ooh.
So they've been doing all they could to make sure that they calm these guys. But sincerely speaking, regardless of any political parties, many of them have been preparing. You see the blame game, all of them shifting blame. Is this person that's preparing to bring talks come to Kano? All the political parties were calling journalists, holding press briefing, the social party, this one social party. But the policemen have been giving the impression that they will do the need on that day to make sure that
people are
everything
protected.
Is calm and peaceful.
All right.
The fear is not within the city, rather the thinking of, okay, what happens in those villages.
In the rural villages. Kolawole Omoniyi is our head of news, Kuwazobia Info Kano. Kolawole, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, Lagos, we'll take a break. When we come back, let's bring you Community U Report. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.